Governor Newsom recently announced that any COVID-19 vaccine will be reviewed by a panel of experts before it's distributed here in California. One of the people serving on that panel is Dr. Yvonne Maldonado, Chief of Pediatric Infectious Disease at Stanford Children's Health. She joins us now live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Doctor, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
How do vaccines work in the general population? What percent of people need to be vaccinated? How effective does it have to be to stop the spread of a virus?
Well, we're hoping to get adequate levels of herd immunity, as you've heard that term before. And we think that should be on the order of 60% of people, but it doesn't happen overnight. And so we would hope, depending on the type of vaccine and how well and how safe it works in different populations, to get as many people vaccinated as possible. The idea would be to start with the highest risk populations and then work back as we have more doses of vaccine.
What have we learned about COVID-19 transmission in these last 8 months or so? And has that shaped prevention measures as the data has changed?
Absolutely. Well, we know one big point of contention, because of a lack of data, were really whether children were infectious and transmitted disease. And we found that, yes, the answer is yes to all three of those. Now, whether they serve as primary sources of transmission is unclear at this point, but it doesn't seem to be that children are the major sources of transmission. And that's important from vaccine policy, because many, many of our vaccines really start with children. And so whether that will be the first target population or not is going to be decided. It does seem that the adult population, especially those in the front lines and people at higher risk, would probably be best vaccinated first, because it appears that they can be more at risk for transmission of disease.
Well, taking that all into consideration, the vaccine development, is it targeting then an adult? I mean, a vaccine for an adult, is that different than a child, or is it a matter of dosage?
Well, there's a lot of issues around moving a vaccine from adults to children, and most vaccines are actually tested first in adults anyway before they move to children. And I do think that in fact, there are doses being given now to children as young as 16, I understand, and then the approval to 12. And what generally happens is you try to assess safety and effectiveness in adults, and then you try to move into younger and younger populations. So I am confident that we'll start to see doses being given to children, older children, and hopefully we'll be able to look at doses in younger and younger populations.
I recently got my flu shot, and I get one every year, but there's certain vaccines that it seems last a lifetime. When looking at the coronavirus, what are you hoping for or aiming for?
Well, of course, we would love to see, one and done, right? So you would be nice to have one or two doses in adults in the population and then see permanent immunity. That is very rare for most vaccines. I think measles is really the only vaccine that we know that is commonly used. We know that one and two doses in particular will really keep you at lifelong immunity. Now, it's very likely, given the dynamics of the other human coronaviruses, that we will lose immunity over time. So the question is, how long will protection last with these vaccines? And I would be hoping that it would be at least a couple years, so we could see maybe annual or biannual revaccinations.
You are part of a panel of experts. So what is the process of reviewing the vaccines? It sounds like they get FDA approval, then it comes to you. What are you looking for?
Well, most of us are already working at the federal level, and some of us have worked at the international level around vaccine safety and effectiveness. And what we're going to be looking at in particular is safety, because remember, we're giving a product to healthy populations, so we want to make sure we don't hurt populations and that these are safe vaccines, and if there are safety signals, that we are able to understand in which populations those might exist. And then we also want to look at how effective the vaccines will be, because we want to be able to track the effectiveness over time. And I wouldn't say that we should make the perfect the enemy of the good. And that is, if no vaccine is going to be perfect. So we're going to have to weigh the risks and benefits of giving a vaccine that may not be the best we would love it to be, but it would be enough to get us to some level of population immunity over time. And so those are the kinds of things we'll probably be considering.
All right. And very briefly, I'm going to ask you a question I know you don't have the answer to, but it's the one that everyone wants to know. Mm-hmm. When are we getting a vaccine and available to everyone? Your best guess.
Well, I believe in almost all of what Dr. Fauci says. He's been somebody that I've known for many, many years. And I think he's correct in saying that it will be likely that a vaccine will be out sometime in early 2021, but there won't be enough doses for everybody, mostly healthcare workers and first responders. But by the end of next year, maybe quarter three or so, so I think the fall, there may be more widespread availability of vaccines. And it would be great to have that because of return to school. So that is my best guess, but we don't really know.
Dr. Yvonne Maldonado, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
And Dr. Maldonado is Chief of Pediatric Infectious Disease at Stanford Children's Health.